It's the See Him Before He Dies tour.
Yeah.
Willie's down for the count.
Yeah, there's a lot of those that happen.
Merle's out.
Before they're dead.
Merle went last year, right?
Yeah.
No, not a lot left.
Johnny Cash is gone.
That's right.
I know.
All the Outlaws.
Yeah.
Galvin, what line are you playing for?
Chris Christopherson still around.
You're the last one.
Yeah. I'm going to win again today for line one.
Less drugs in him, I think.
Probably.
Hi, who is this?
Hey, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill. Please hold on. Galvin's playing for you. Carmen. I mean, what's your name?
Line three, please.
Sorry. Good morning. Hello. Who is this?
This is John.
John Spanish playing for you. I'll take line 15. Good morning. Who is this?
Yes, my name is Daryl.
Yes, I am playing for you, sir. Please hold on.
Dale, oh, Bill, look at that. I see it, Joey. Look at how it sparkles pretty. Around the outside of Bone TV. See that? It's got a little lights going around.
Yeah.
All right.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. I noticed.
Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. What do we got today, Carmen?
Today we're going to play, can you answer these general knowledge questions that all share a theme?
All right.
Hold on. Yeah, we got it. Ready?
Yes.
Whoa.
That's so much fun.
Did you just say Gandhi?
Bundy.
Oh, I was like...
Ted Bundy.
That's a new chance.
Murder.
Gandhi.
All right, you guys ready?
General trivia that all has a theme.
Yep, I'm not giving it to you.
All right, drives me crazy.
Yep, you're welcome. What river that starts in Minnesota and ends in Louisiana also shares a name with a U.S. state?
Mississippi.
Spanish. What series of books written by Stephanie Meyer features a love triangle between Bella, a vampire,
Twilight.
And a werewolf? Galvin. What two-part bathing suit is named after?
Bikini.
Galvin.
It's named after me.
Nope. An atoll in the Pacific.
An a-hole?
Atoll.
Oh. Bikini Island.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool. Glad you know. What river along with the Euphrates?
Euphrates.
Mike Kelta.
Euphrates.
Yeah.
Euphrates? What is
Euphrates?
Euphrates.
Okay.
The beginnings of civilization, the Tigris and Euphrates. Mm. Is this the first time you've heard of this?
Yeah.
All right.
I slept.
Put her in the basement.
What flightless bird shares its name with a
Ibis. Penguin.
Shares a name with a term from New Zealand.
Dodo.
Emu.
Kiwi. What non-English language is the official language of India?
Hindi.
Spanish.
Sorry.
Thank you.
What is the medical term for inflammation of the gums that many...
Gingivitis.
Yes.
Gingivitis. Got cavity creeps.
We make holes in teeth.
We make holes in teeth. I remember that.
What is the term for a portion of a baseball game involving three outs by each team?
Any.
Mike Kelta. What type of hot pepper lends its name to a thick stew of meat and
chili.
Beans? Spanish. And we are halfway there.
The score right now, Michael, you're in last with two. Galvin and I are tied for first with a total of three.
Does anybody know the theme yet?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
I don't. I thought I did, and then I don't, and then I think I do, and then I don't.
It's so blatant that you're looking too hard
for
it.
No, but I don't think it is.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
I bet you know it.
If you see the words.
No, I know. Go ahead.
Yeah. What Egyptian goddess shares her name with an Iraqi militant extremist
ISIS.
Group? Mike Kelta. What two-word phrase appears in the title of seminal acts of 1964 and 1968 in the United States that dealt with discrimination, voting, and fair housing?
Civil rights.
Mike Kelta. What five German brothers eventually merged their circus with Barnum
Ringling.
And Bailey's? Spanish.
I figured it out.
You did?
Yeah. But I thought I had it before, but I was very close, and now I know what it is.
I'm excited to see what you guys think it is. What 1960s shortened fashion and innovation?
Miniskirt.
Yes. Whew. Mary Quant.
We are all tied with four, by the way.
You knew.
How are we tied with four whenever I had?
Three.
You had three, and you just got one.
Oh, we all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
We're good. Okay, just making sure. What is the term for the group of biological molecules that includes fat, waxes, and polyglycerides? Lipid.
Maui.
Yep. What type of building was Don Quixote?
Windmill.
Don Quixote.
Quixote?
Yeah. That's a hard one.
Quixote.
That is a hard one.
Your dad probably knew him.
Yeah. They rode the donkey to go.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. What name can be found paired with either Houghton or Dunder in names of companies? Yes, Galvin. And we are on the last three.
Right now, Michael, you're in last with four. Galvin and I are in first, but only by one with a total of five.
Okay. What Swiss tennis player who was named after Martina Navratilova spent 209 weeks at number one? Mike Kelda.
Three-way tie.
And he doesn't know the thing.
Okay, two more.
All right.
Oh, man.
According to Hebrew tradition, what woman is said to be Adam's first wife? Is said to be Adam's first wife. According to Hebrew tradition.
Dee Dee.
Lilith.
We were three-way tie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Final one.
Fives.
And we're on the last one.
Oh, man. Sudden death.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What superhero named as Dick Grayson takes
Robin.
On when he outgrows Batman's sidekick name, Robin? Did you all answer?
Well, hold on. No, I didn't answer, so please read it again.
What superhero name does Dick Grayson take on when he outgrows Batman's sidekick, Robin?
Oh, I know the answer.
So do I.
Nightwing.
Oh!
Yeah! How nervous were you?
Damn it.
Double eyes.
Damn it.
Two double eyes in the word.
Damn it.
Well, some of them had more, but there was multiple eyes.
Yeah, because I was like, okay, it ends in I. Because bikini and chili and this and that. And I'm like, and then it was Twilight. And I'm like, wait a second, what the hell?
Yeah.
You said Dick Grayson. I was like, I got this sucker.
Yeah, all right. Got away.
So good.
Man.
Oh,
I thought you all sparkle. I thought you all answered. And I was like, oh, my God.
I don't have an extra.
Yeah, no. Well, I have extra, but I took out the ones that you guys probably wouldn't have known.
Don Quixote, Euphrates.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff.
There are things you don't know. You don't know the basic foundations for civilization.
Yeah, no.
All right.
I took Western...
civilization?
Humanities. Uh-huh. I took humanities online. That way I could just Google the answer so I didn't have to read stuff. That class is so boring. I had to do something on like Shakespeare. That was the only...
Oh, Shakespeare's good.
But that was the only part I actually liked was how they actually did the plays like live in front of people in the little... Like, I want to go see that. But other than that, the rest of it, rocks, dirt, berries, mud.
Do you know anything about artists or paintings? Or
I'm actually taking... art history right now.
Let me do your papers for you.
Okay, please.
Okay.
Well, all you gotta do is take tests and then show how that what you learned. You know what I mean? Show that you learned.
I feel like I'm getting dumber.
How does Galvin? You should go back to college without finishing high school.
Oh yeah,
just
you can kill it easily.
I had a meeting with Keith yesterday, and we were going over how I'm gonna get my AA at the end of this year. And I was like, just think about it. I am the most educated in that room.
No. You're,
but like
school, on paper,
on paper. Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
On paper, I'm the most educated. But I mean, I am.
I probably still have more credits than you, even though I don't have my degree.
Can I?
I bet you I do.
I'm four classes away.
Yeah, I think I was two classes away. I just quit.
They probably don't count though now.
Can I?
Yeah, until times have changed. They don't teach that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Cave writings.
Yeah. Can I take you around with me to prove my point of why I left high school?
No.
Why I left college?
Yeah. I know. Listen.
Because I left high school because I was like, you guys have been teaching me the same thing since I was in sixth grade. Probably earlier than that, to be honest with you. But the reason I'm not doing this is because I'm not going to go to college and I'm learning on my own. Look at her.
Mm. Right.
That's what I wanted to say.
I know. And my thing is, like, I get it. I understand why you guys left because you actually, you know, absorbed the stuff that they taught you. I did not. And
time
still,
to sponge it up,
and
though.
Still have
sponge it.
So at least on the piece of paper, it says that I'm smart, but I'm really not. So thank you, corporate America. Way to teach me life lessons.
You are smarter than you were, though.
Definitely. Yeah. But I.
Since when?
But you want to know why?
She's smarter than when she was in high school, I'm sure. Yeah. She has more knowledge. Yes,
I reserve the right to judge that until later
she
on.
She has at least some more knowledge than she has.
Yeah. But I think you've learned more on this show than you have.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
that was my next point. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything that I have learned and everything that I have absorbed is from you guys.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you're welcome.
Listen, I know you, this.
We should start a program. Yeah. Give us your 18-year-old.
You should not.
We basically are making America great again.
Yeah. Smarter. Yeah. Definitely smarter.
Just me, not greater. America.
No. You're an American.
You're part of America.
Yeah, you're part
even though your dad's a Mexican.
USA.
USA. USA.
Hey, Carmen, USA. You're not even a citizen. Mm.
Oh, that would be shocking news.
He is half Mexican.
Did he like the Lumber 81 or whatever
84,
it was?
84 Lumber.
I was born in Ypsilanti, you're born in Michigan.
Sanctuary City.
Ypsilanti, Michigan. I am an American. My mother is white. Is
very white.
White.
Your mother is very white.
My mother is very white. You can
white
see.
As trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Good move on your dad's part, though, to knock up a white blonde,
yeah,
ensuring
listen,
his kids will stay here forever.
Thank you. Yeah. I know where I get my assets from, so thank you, father.
Now your father.
Yeah.
You get that body from your mother.
No, I get my boobies.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I'm the only one in my family that has boobs.
Yeah, your boobs
you know?
From dad?
Yeah, I get
from my
dad.
Mom, from my Mexican grandmother. Yeah, she is very voluptuous. Everyone else in my family has fake boobs.
A couple pinatas up there.
Listen, I know. I'm the biggest one in my family, and I look most
I think
like my father.
Everybody in this room, I'm the one who's been closest to your mother physically.
Yeah.
No, you don't
no,
know.
And Calvin, yeah. She pushed me up against the wall.
She cornered Calvin like an animal.
We got weird in high school. I don't know.
You and
whoa,
porn,
whoa.
Hell yeah.
I watch that.
What, too much?
I watch that porn.
You're way too close to give me that face.
I'm going to start watching that today because I had to go back to the horse and pigs yesterday.
Oh, man.
Just to see what's up.
Swarm, yeah. Swarm. Yeah.
They sucked you in, man.
I in the beginning, I was like, oh, weird. Now and then it was like, I can't believe people are doing this.
Yeah.
This is insane.
There is some things that I know I can find on the internet, but I can't watch.
Yeah.
It's like bestiality, one. Number two, beheadings.
Yeah, I don't want to watch beheadings.
Right,
yeah.
I've seen one in my life, and I'm
that's
good.
Enough.
Whatever, yeah. Whatever you do, don't go to E-Bombs World.
Yeah,
or
no kidding. Yeah. That's like
all,
.com.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, you know what should go to E-Bombs? Any girl that ever thought I should do porn for a little while.
Oh God, no.
Go watch yeah. the videos on E-Bombs for a little while. You'll be like, I'll never do porn.
What's E-Bombs?
I've never heard of E-Bombs World?
I've never been.
It's a website that has the worst of the worst. So
it's been around forever.
Forever.
It, was like, it was like the first website that had weird video clips and stuff on there.
It's a lot of porn, but it never works out for the girl.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, like the mean porn where they... Have you seen the one where the girls are on the couches and the guy like yells at them?
Yeah.
Like, you're a slut.
Oh, I like that one.
Oh, my God. And they start crying and then he's like forcing
I don't want crying in my porn.
Yeah, no.
I don't like that.
Has anybody seen the documentary Hot Girls Wanted?
Yes.
That is sad.
They break it down in there that they actually get more money for that type of porn because the guys are slapping them in the face and...
And spitting
yeah.
And
yeah.
I think my wife would be into that.
The one girl was 25 and was already considered like a MILF.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one was 24, but she had like she looked like a little baby, so she was considered a teen.
Yeah.
And like when they break it down like that, you just see it, and I'm just like.
Is it weird to think you're a MILF?
Because
you're 25?
No, Carmen, if you could put fake braces on Carmen, she could make a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's really cute. With
you know what? You know, I've
never done this before.
Oh my God, guys. It's going to be like, showing.
You know what I've been watching a lot?
What?
The Catch Me Outside Girls Snapchat.
Oh, I was about to say, whoa.
Her Snapchat.
Okay.
Yeah, she is, I don't know how old she is.
13.
Is that real?
Yes.
She's really
just
13.
Because you say you don't know how old she is.
I didn't say she was sexy.
Once again, ignorance of the law is not.
I didn't say there was anything sexual about it. I just am watching her Snapchat. She's fully clothed. I'm not, but she is.